a honeydew. She lived just down the way. I got stuck in the truck, froze up, and I only got halfway. Sitting here on a muddy road, stuck here all alone. The rain won't stop, it's a beating on the top, and I should have stayed at home. I wish I was in Nashville, guitar on my back. Maybe someday I will ride in the back of a big Cadillac.
Coming back with little Don Williams, Wish I Was in Nashville.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. Here we are in June, summertime. A lot of fishing going on, a lot of things going on. But coming up in August, we have the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. I just received a press release from the founder, Mr. Gary Mason, and he has the list of this year's inductees. We're going to let him tell us all about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame 2018.
No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. You can be sure they know what all this hard work is for. So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Hey, Gary, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ray, thanks for having me, man. It's always great to be on your show, and certainly enjoy getting to tell all the people about the Hall of Fame and all the great individuals that's going to be going in this year.
I missed not having you in the studio. We've had some good studio sessions with a lot of food, and we need to do that again real soon.
Man, I tell you what, I really miss it, too. I enjoyed coming in there last time. I think you had about 24 donuts waiting on me when I got there. Oh, I had a good cup of that hot Thomas coffee.
Yes, sir. That's always a good thing. Well, tell us what's going on this year for the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, and tell us a little bit about the event and tell us about the inductees. And I'm just going to let you go with it.
Well, I tell you, Ray, this year, once again, it's going to be a great year. We've got a lineup. You know, it's just, to me, I get to stand on the stage every year with my heroes from the outdoors industry, and this year is no different. You know, these guys are, each and every one of them are folks that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I tell you, these folks, it's just what they do and how they do it is an amazing story in itself. And once again, this year, we got a bunch of great ones. I tell you, Ray, some of the great folks that's going in the Hall of Fame this year are Brother Jimmy Seitz. Jimmy he's the host of the Spiritual Outdoors Adventures television show. Orlando Wilson. Orlando was a pioneer in the outdoor fishing television world. And even though he had kind of left the fishing on the back burner and started doing some other things, Orlando is certainly an icon and a legend in fishing. Jim Skolton. Jim's a host of Shooting USA and signing in with the Shooting USA. Jim has been an icon in the world of big game hunting and shooting for many, many years. Charlie Brewer Jr. Charlie is the second generation owner of Charlie Brewer Slider Company, one of the most famous lure companies in the crappie fishing and bass fishing industry. And Charlie will join his dad as the first ever son to be inducted into the same Hall of Fame that his dad is in when you're looking at Legends Outdoors. Linda Powell, Director of Media Relations for Mossberg and Sons. You know, that's where they make them wonderful and beautiful Mossberg firearms. Also, Doug Miner. Doug is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Strike King Lure Company. And John McAteer. John is a promotional director and staff manager for Barry Magnet Television out of New York. So we have got a tremendous lineup this year, once again, of really great and very deserving individuals. And what an exciting time it's going to be on the General Jackson Showboat on August the 25th in Nashville, Tennessee.
That was my next question. What's the date of the event? But there we go. I really do enjoy when we do the boat down there, the General Jackson. That's just got a great feel to it when we meet there every year and see all of the other folks in the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame and so many industry people. It's just a really good time, good food, great fellowship, and this is a great event. I want to urge everybody to get a hold of Mr. Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors. If you haven't attended this event, you really need to do this. Hey, I see that you're kind of slacking a little bit on your guest speaker, Rob Keck. I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I guess we probably had to just pull him out of the woodwork and bring him in to speak. But no, on a serious note, I'm going to tell you, this guy, he spoke for us once before. Rob is one of our Hall of Fame members. He will knock it out of the park. I guarantee you, when Rob Keck gets through speaking, there won't be a dry eye in the house. This gentleman can absolutely bring it down, and he is one of the finest speakers I've ever heard in my life. You know, we've had some awfully good ones. Ray, you spoke there, Cuz Strickland, Brenda Valentine, and many others. But it's going to be exciting to have Rob back and speaking at this year's Hall of Fame event.
I couldn't agree with you more. Rob Keck is a phenomenal speaker. He can really reach out there and get the audience. Just tremendous.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, and we're also going to have a few surprises there this year. I've got some things in the work that I'm not going to tell anybody about until they happen. And I think when you leave the boat that afternoon, you're going to leave there with a wow. What did I just get to see, you know? But the main thing, the main focus is to be in the room with all those outdoor celebrities. You know, there's usually 20, 25, 30 outdoor celebrities there that come to help us induct people from the outdoors industry. And, you know, this is just like a big family reunion. We all know one another. We travel in the same circles. And most of us wake up every morning with a fishing rod or a rifle or a shotgun in our hand, dreaming about our next hunting and fishing adventure. We're the lucky ones that get to do it all the time. And these guys that's going to be there, I know that Forrest Wood is going to be there. Ray Scott's going to be there this year. Brenda Valentine. Ray I is going to be there. Hey, big round of applause. But there's going to be a tremendous amount of outdoor enthusiasts and outdoor heroes there. The Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, that's what it's all about. And I don't think you'll ever get to be in the room with that many outdoor celebrities that you've watched as you've grown up, as I have, and get to be in the same room with all of them and shake hands and talk to them. And hey, you'll find out these guys are just like all the rest of us. Yes. They're just dreaming about hunting and fishing.
Very accessible. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can attend? What's involved to come down and be part of this great event?
Well, the ticket prices for the event itself, which is a Saturday morning event, doors will open at 9 a.m., and then the event will go through till about 2 p.m., and we, of course, will feed you a very nice meal on the boat. There'll be a silent auction and a live auction, as well as the induction ceremony and a lot of other awards given out. The event costs $100 per ticket, or you can purchase a table if you're a company or corporation, somebody that you'd like to come there and bring a bunch of guests or customers to see this event. You can purchase a table or sponsorship, but you can get a hold of us through our website, which is www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com, or you can call me on my cell phone number at 731-693-7770 and get a hold of me. Or you can contact you, Ray. I know you can share our information.
I'd be happy to share our information. I always tell my listeners, if you need to get a hold of Gary Mason, the Legends, if you'd like to attend, you didn't get the information from our interview, just contact me and I'll be happy to do that. You got the Legends ride on the boat. You've also got the meet and greet at Bass Pro on Friday night. So you got a lot of great things going on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody, we don't move the boat on Saturday because there's dignitaries that have to get on and get off after they've been there. They got other things going on. And with this being election year, I know there'll be some of those guys that'll want to get on and get off. But you never know when the governor of Tennessee or someone of that importance is going to be there. I know Bobby Bear is going to be there this year. Old-time country music singer. Bobby don't miss a year. Maybe Stevie Ray Anderson, who used to sing for the group that sang Sylvia's Mother, and some of them other guys will be there. So this is just a great event. It's like a family reunion. You get to stand around and talk to all your heroes and enjoy a whole morning sharing time with these guys. You know, most of these guys, you just get to see them when they're doing personal appearances, walk up, maybe get an autograph or something. But you stand around and share stories with them at this event.
Yes, yes, indeed. Give out that contact information again and the date.
August 25th on the General Jackson Showboat is the main event. August 24th is the Ride with the Legends and the meet and greet at the Nashville Bass Pro Shop store. That will be from 4 to 6 and then the ride afterwards. The Legends Outdoors on the 25th on the General Jackson Showboat, and you can get a hold of the tickets through legendsoftheoutdoors.com or by calling 731-693-7770. We'll get you hooked up however you need to be placed and help you in any way that we can. But I promise you, you'll never go anywhere and enjoy anything any more than you do unless it's the birth of a little one.
Yeah, so true. Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, visiting Mr. Gary Mason. He's just announced, I just received this information. Wanted to get him on the show this morning and give you that information. So Nashville, Tennessee, will be here before we know it. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you sharing all that information with our listeners.
Hey, Ray, thank you, and thank all the folks out there in your area. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a great weekend.
See you, Ray. See you, guys.